Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
What's up, Gucci?
Welcome to No Punts Podcast.
The final episode.
It's over. It's done.
That's so sad to say.
Not really. Fuck this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Wow, you like how it came in hot already?
I like it, though.
It was cool. It was a baby, but it's leading into a new baby. It's like, you know how when you have a kid and you love it, but then you have a second kid and you don't love the first kid as much?
No, I don't know what
that's
like.
Yeah, you do. You have two kids. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do what that's like.
Yeah. You have two kids. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
If you had two babies this close together and not have like twins, but you had them this close together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might get rid of
one. I would love whichever one was definitely going to be the strongest more.
How do you know that?
I don't know. You just make a choice.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to feed this baby more protein and this baby's going to get the scraps. You just decide early on. I don't respect kids that can't bench press. You know what I mean?
This kid's going to get formula. This kid's going to get just regular milk.
Not even that. That's it. He's going to get like Pedialyte light. Like I'm watering down his Pedialyte extra.
Jeez.
Too. What he gets. Should have been born with better genetics.
Survival of the fittest, right?
Survival at this point. Like, I don't know. Do your best.
Yeah, all right.
Do your best, kid. Why are you still here not paying for rent yet? You're 8 months old. Figure it out.
I was going
to
say.
You figure it out. You've had 8 months to get a job and you can't figure this shit out. Let's go, buddy.
So we will still. I take that back. What I was going to say. So what we're thinking this season because of COVID and all the other variables,
unpredictabilities,
that you know come into play this season, we think we're going to suspend this season.
Fantasy football for us is not happening this year. Sadly. Thought about it. We waited till the very last minute. It's still pretty up in the air. We've decided, hey, maybe we don't do it for money this year. Then we were worried about participation. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to punt on this year. Get the no punts. We're taking a punt. We're punting on this year. We're going to start it again next year. The good news is that we're going to use the podcast and the platform. Although no punts is ending, we are definitely rebranding to the Schmeatball Boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'll be a little bit different structure.
Yes.
Same hosts. More energy. More guests for sure.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it. We've done a lot of work for it already.
Yes.
Definitely going to have a lot more production value overall than what we have now.
We're going to have we'll send you guys some pictures tonight of kind of what we were doing last week. That's why there wasn't one last week because we were
in the booth.
Literally in the recording booth. It was
saying
actually
words.
A corner pocket of a apartment, but either way, it was a recording area. And we were getting the intro hammered out. We don't have it this week yet. We're still hammering it fully to a final product. But it's going to be good.
I'm excited
for it.
It's
going to be good.
I think it's got a lot more purpose and direction. We kind of just started this podcast stream with no idea what it was going to be.
Pretty much.
We were like, let's just make a fantasy football. And we did. And then fantasy football was a fantasy at that point.
Yeah.
And now football is kind of weird. So although I'm still going to watch and I'm a fan. I think it's going to be weird, and I don't feel like putting you guys through a weird season, especially with financial considerations. And
yeah, because we were going to up this thing to $50.
Yeah, and then again, no one would count this for you, just like I don't think we should count the season that Wes won last season. It doesn't count.
It was pre-COVID, so that was kind of like...
I don't count. We should have known COVID was happening when one
exactly.
of us didn't
win
it.
I think COVID affected last season, too, so...
As a matter of fact, I think that's exactly what we should. So we should just erase all of the wins that weren't directly mine
or mine
from the books.
Because I won the previous, so we'll keep that one.
I guess maybe. Was that the year I came in second and after I drafted a punter?
No, that was a great year for me. That was
that made my nipples hard. You could have hung Christmas
ornaments
off those things.
We've been playing fantasy football for a long time together.
Yeah, we have.
It's good
always
stuff.
The bridesmaid, never the bride.
That's all.
Haven't won one, made it to the finals like 3 years in a row. It's the fucking worst.
No.
Still better than the Chargers, isn't that right, Josh? Hey!
So, that's kind of where we're at. We got, I don't know. What do we have for you this week?
This week, we're just going to kind of wrap everything up for this podcast. We already have the fantasy football stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Not having a season. I'm really excited for, so basically the breakdown of the newer podcast when it happens, you're not going to have to resubscribe. You're not going to have to find it. It's basically just going to take this place on the platform. So if you're already subscribed to this podcast, it'll just show up.
Yeah.
So it'll be all new artwork. It'll be all new episodes. Don't worry about it. We are going to structure it based off of each episode having a specific theme. We're not going to try to force segments in.
Yeah.
So, for example, I'm pretty sure our first episodes
next week
are going to be next week, and we're going to talk about sneaking out. The stories we have, sneaking out of the house.
That's it.
Being where you're not supposed to be, lying to your parents, jumping through windows, you know the whole thing. It's what basically what we're going to do is we're going to go with
smoking
topics,
cigarettes,
funny story. Well, I've never done
stuff.
That.
Well,
never
I'm
smoked
just saying.
A cigarette. You ever?
It's involved in a story.
Oh, okay.
So.
Your growing up experiences. That's the cool thing is everyone has
a
similar
different.
Experience, but it's different.
It's,
you know what I mean?
They're all different.
Like on a surface, and I think that's what we want to do is we want to make a podcast that's funny that people can relate to.
Yeah.
I am going to try to, if I know in advance that a story involves someone else,
we will
I'm
be
going
censoring
to try,
some names.
Yeah, we're censoring names. I'm definitely, if a story does come up and I know it fits, I'm definitely going to try to have at least a call on the podcast.
Oh,
of them
confirming good.
This.
That'd be good.
So I think that would
that's
be funny.
Fun. I would
you know what
need
mean?
To do that too. Then.
It's like, hey, like you just bring up the story, be like, hey, do you remember? And then a guy goes, oh, hell yeah. And then, you know,
yeah.
That way you know we're not just full of shit making it up because a lot of people do that.
Yeah. But for the safety of our fans and for the safety of
most of our friends and family at this point.
We're taking a real deep dive on these on this upcoming podcast. We're going to be giving all kinds
of
stories.
I just want to pre-apologize to every ex-girlfriend of mine because you're about to get trashed in this new stuff. Like, trashed.
Mine not so much on that level. There's just some names I don't want to drop.
I'm not going to say their names, but if they listen to the stories, I'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
I agree with that, actually.
Yeah.
If people listen, my old running mates, if they listen, then they'll know.
So I'm saying it's gonna excited for it. I'm excited to tell more stories.
Yeah,
because I feel like I've lived not the coolest life necessarily, but like one that has a lot of stories.
I've lived
a lot
one.
Of different colors.
I'll say that. Yeah.
Well, I always try to be funny. Is the thing? Like,
that's true.
If I'm getting in trouble, it's got to be funny at least, like in the very least.
Yeah.
So. We're hoping to bring you more of those stories. I feel like that's what most people are listening for anyway at this point. And it makes it more accessible to anyone who wants to listen. Because we're not just talking about our specific league. Now, I do want to say, starting into when we are allowed to have football back and it's all normal again,
we're
still going to do our updates here.
We will.
And
we'll
have
pod.
It specifically named. We'll have it specifically titled. So that way, if you are subscribed and you see that, you can just... delete that bitch if you don't want to hear it at all. And if you are interested, because you are in our league, it'll still be there.
For you, 11 or 10 other people.
Yeah.
I guess Josh included. So 9 other people outside of Josh.
I mean, Josh has to listen to the shit anyway when he does all the production values for it.
Doesn't count as a listen, though.
I'm really excited for it. We're talking about putting some more, even more production into this next podcast.
Yes.
Buy more new equipment. I'm pretty excited.
It's going to be fun.
My rich wife is going to... front the whole bill.
Even richer wife.
Well, congratulations to my wife for her promotion.
That's correct. Congratulations,
Ashley. She's done more in 4 years than I have my entire life. So
me too. Both of us combined, I think.
I'm proud of her. I'm not one of those guys that like, I have to make more than my wife. I'm not one of those guys. I'm pretty progressive. I'm cool with it. If she just wants me to stay home and wear a gimp suit all day, I'm the guy.
I'm not as progressive, but your wife way out makes me. So
I mean,
I support
her. There's nothing
her.
I could do.
I support and her as a friend.
No, yeah.
Definitely.
Listen, if she wants me to wear a little French maid outfit around the house and just keep it clean, I'm all game. Oh, hell yeah.
I know you do it.
Hell yeah.
With the cheeks out.
Dude, if she could find some size 14 man heels for me to wear during, I would. Clomp, 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 clomp. So, ooh, you going to crack it?
I realized.
That'll be the last time you do it for no punts. What's up?
Yes, but I also realized. Why I've been spraying my sodas and monsters everywhere when I open my drinks.
What's that?
I don't know what made me finally think of it. Mm-hmm. I did it at work yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Went to open a Pepsi Zero Sugar. one of my jams. I have been opening, I know you, for all you podcast listeners, you can't really see this, but I've been opening with my finger here and my thumb on the can, like the can line. So when you do that, that little dude, little cap thing, just like it just shoots Blasts. Out.
Huh.
So whenever you put your thumb on it, which is how I used to open it when I was a normal person, apparently I've not become a normal person because I'm trying to get that loudness. When you put your thumb on it, it kills the sound a little bit, but it kills all the splash.
I've not thought splashing was that big of a problem.
I didn't either until I kept doing it.
Because here's my thing. If you're getting close enough, then I'm splashing you with my can. You're too fucking close.
I don't want it on, like, your table. I didn't want it on my – it happened – here's why I really looked into it. Your table didn't bother me as much. I'm being honest.
I see it. I see it.
Real
no, yeah, that's cool.
Your table didn't bother me. When it got on my desk and on my computer, my laptop, it splashed on the screen a little bit. Oh, I was pissed. I was like, why do my sodas keep doing this? So then I looked at it. Like the way I was doing it.
You just
gotta
be careful when you open your sodies, bro.
I did it again last night when I was at the house, opened another one, and I was like, let me put them where it's supposed to go instead of going for volume.
You're the first person I've ever met that's like really, really considering where you put your thumb when you open a can.
Hey, for anybody that's out there that's a splasher, whenever they open up that can, put that thumb on the little tab that goes inside the can. It kills it considerably.
I just want you to
look
cut.
Look at this.
I want
your table's clean.
I want you to cut your thumb on it. I don't know why. Like,
no, my thumb doesn't
thought,
like
a,
dip into
no,
the hole.
No, you're like fingering the hole. The
no,
can.
It
yeah.
doesn't
you
dip get, into the
and then,
hole.
And then
that's
you do the
disgusting.
Thing where you stick your finger in your mouth and go.
I wouldn't do that if it did get in there, though.
Like, can't let that shuggy go to waste, bruh.
Yeah.
No, I feel
with that energy.
Fine. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. If you say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
Oh, wait. Josh had a would you rather. We should just do that now.
Okay.
We have time.
Well, now we might do a whole episode.
Of would you rathers.
Of would you rathers.
That's the whole point.
I did want to say that,
no
too,
segments.
I thought that was going to be fun.
No segments. It's literally just whole episodes dedicated to something.
So that way you don't have to listen. I mean, you can listen. We
but
want
you can,
to listen
you can
week
decide,
to week.
Yeah, whether it's something you actually want to hear or not.
Some of these stories might tail on each other a little bit as far as...
But it has an overall theme.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. You might hear something that we might make a callback to, you know, three episodes ago, but still, kind of how we do now.
I do want to do it. I do want to do an episode with my dad once COVID's over.
Oh, yeah.
Because my dad is the king of saying weird shit.
Mm.
And I guarantee I can get him to say some real weird shit on the pod.
That sounds good.
I told you that story when I had a girl over for lunch in high school.
Oh, yes. No, we
for
just
no
said
reason.
That off the pod.
Yeah, we said it off the pod. I'll tell you on the pod right now. So I'm at school. I'm in high school. I have a car. And I forgot one of my like second half of the fourth, fifth, or sixth hour books at home. And I was like, shit, I need to run home during lunch to go get it. My friend Kelsey was like, hey, I'm not doing anything for lunch. Can we like get lunch? And I was like, yeah, so here's the deal. We'll go get lunch real quick. We'll stop by my house because it's on the way anyway. I'll get my book. We'll eat there, and then we'll just go back to school. She goes, perfect. You the homie. We, like, dap up. We roll out, right? Hit that Taco Bueno or Taco Mayo, dip out, get back to the house.
Bueno and Lawton.
No.
That's disgusting.
So we eat. I eat my two bean burritos. I'm feeling it. She eats whatever the fuck she ordered. She runs out to the car because we're leaving, and I go to my room to get my book. My dad, who works nights at this point, walks out of his bedroom, looks me right in the eyes, and goes, remember – whatever you do to a girl on here, I'm going to do to her too. And I was like, bitch, it's 11:30, maybe noon. What the fuck are you talking about right now? I was like, you know who never brought a girl to that house? Me. So whatever he said fucking worked. I don't it was weird toning. I didn't like the way he said it. It was super weird. Like I didn't.
It's interesting. I mean, like, he was coming off of nights though. I'll
I mean, I'm
going to
give him the
least.
Doubt, but he said some weird
I'll
shit to me. One time me and, two of my neighbor friends, Zach and Sean, shout out to you homies, were on the back porch. My dad is liquored up, you know, sitting on the back porch talking to us, trying to drop some knowledge, give us some wisdom. Dude looks us in the eyes, I think, who's kind of looking at a lot of places, and then goes, you know, enjoy it while you're young, guys. And we're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? He goes, Right now, you can just go in the shower and just masturbate with Dove soap. You know, your wieners are all soft and sensitive. I was like, all right, this is real fucking weird. I don't like anything that's being said right now. He goes, when you get to my age, you got to use lava soap just to feel anything. And I was like, all right, Dad, well, we're going. Like, this is fucking weird as shit. I don't know if you guys know this, but lava soap is like to get grease, like motor grease out of your hands. So it has the really thick, like exfoliating beads and...
Oh yeah. No.
So that's what all of us like looked at each other, was like, well, this is not good. And then we just left.
Let's just walk the neighborhood now.
Yeah, we're like, literally, I don't want to be here at
anything else.
Like, this is super weird already. Now, I do want to preface this. Walk down to
the car wash real quick.
Yeah. I do want to preface this. Dad has gotten a lot better. He's normalized a little bit now that he's married again, has a wife. But like for a while there, he was off the deep end. Now,
right? Yeah.
Okay. So he had a heart attack and cleaned up his life. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was real weird there for a while. I was just like, all right, bro. Do you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Said some weird shit to me all the time. Now, I do want to say he's one of those guys, like, I think he might legitimately be autistic, but he was born in an era that, like, they don't. It's like, oh, he's just weird. He can fix, like, anything. And I was the victim of that a lot, where my dad would be like, hey, we're fixing shit. And I'm like, hey, I got friends. Can I go play? No. You're going to fix some shit. And play. I think I'm thankful for it now, but for
the... Because you know how to fix stuff
now. Yeah, exactly. I have a bunch of skills now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you put me in a shop, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
The problem is I was like, I just want to shoot basketball in the front yard with my friends. He's like, hell no. He's like, you got to hold the flashlight. That's luckily, right. He never called me any like demeaning names. He wasn't like pussy or anything like that. He didn't drop the F-bomb on me.
There was a meme just the other day that said something like, talking about all these soft-ass kids nowadays. Mm-hmm. And he's like, have you ever had to hold a flashlight for your dad? Like that right there. 90s kids growing up holding their flashlight for
you
a dad.
You want to know what will piss dad off the most? And this has happened as I've grown up. When you figure something out and how to fix it right, before he does, and he's just like, oh, was that a fucking challenge? And it's a whole thing. It's like, I was just trying to help fix the car, Dad. I wasn't trying to tell you how to do it. And he's like, don't you ever speak to me in that tone of voice again. Like, fuck you. You think you know better now? I'm just like, I just think that you should probably connect the battery. I wasn't like telling you how to do this at all. And he was like, you know what? If you can do it on your own. And you just connect the battery terminal. Everything's fine. You're just like, look, I did it, Dad. He's like, fuck you. Don't talk to me ever again. You're out of the will. It's like, there's no will. There's nothing to inherit. There's nothing to inherit.
There's no will. I don't know why you're being so mean, Dad.
But no, luckily it wasn't that bad, so... Thankfully.
That's good. That's good. I grew up with a dad that did not really know how to fix anything. Mm. But I also grew up later with a stepdad that knew how to fix a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot of my skills.
Your learning curve was steep at that point,
though. Yeah, it was. But I have learned a lot, which is good. But even like, I did tell you the full story already, but the washing machine last night. So I text Tony just real fast, like, hey, do you have any idea why this might be happening? My washing machine was overflowing. Had no idea what was going on. The night before my son's first day at K-4.
You know, the first thing he did was walk in. Tell all those kids about how his dad couldn't figure out how to fix this washing machine.
No, I know what he talked about with Patrick and Angie, his other grandparents, was like, there's water all over the place in the house. It's like,
we live in a pool.
Bud. Thanks, bud. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Thanks
it was
for
in the
embarrassing.
Laundry room.
Yeah. No, I know. It makes sense. But he was like, it was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
It flooded the front yard. It flooded the backyard. I hope no one's building that arc.
My bed is floating right now. It's like stop. I hope no one's not.
Just embarrassing you for no reason. Yeah. And now Patrick feels like he has to come over and save you.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
He just comes in his boat. He's like, here we go.
So I text Tony real fast. I'm like, hey, do you have any idea why this might be doing this? And he said, first thing, which I already checked. I value Tony's opinion a lot, but I didn't need to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was very set on me asking Tony.
Yeah.
Because Tony does fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes Shaq's like, I can't fix anything.
It's like a challenge. Tony's it's like a advice. Question of your met. Yeah, I get you.
And I was like, I got this. Like, so I figured it out already. And she's like, have you texted Tony yet? And I was like, no. You know what? I'll text Tony. So I text him.
I do want to preface this because this is something that I go through. When I'm asked to do a task that requires fixing or labor or anything like that,
yeah.
I have to switch my brain, basically. So that like 60% of my like energy that goes into being nice and cordial gets flipped off and I go straight to working and being efficient.
No, I understand that. I hate
when I'm working and someone gets in the way of me working.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I were fixing something and then Ashley walked in and was like, are you sure? I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to drop kick you through the front door if you ask me one more question like that again.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't love her or appreciate her. It's just because I'm tunnel visioned right now and I don't need distractions. So I'm sure that's what happened with you. You just got super short with her and you were like, okay.
Well, I am like full focused on fixing this thing. And I'm like, okay, I got this. Google, YouTube, doing it all, troubleshooting it, figure out how to actually like go into a diagnostic test on the wash machine, even though that was an actual option. But I figured all this out. And then Carrie's like, did you text Tony? I was like, no, I have not texted Tony yet. She's like, I think you should still text Tony. So I text Tony. Text him what was going on. I said, hey, have you ever had this problem happen before? Here's what I think it is. I don't think I explained it very well. One, because it was through text. I didn't call him. I didn't want to text him in the first place, so I definitely wasn't about to call him. And
if it helps you, from now on, I'm going to start planting seeds in your wife's head that I'm better at fixing stuff than you.
Hey, did you text Nigel?
Yeah, exactly.
If she ever said that to me, I'd be like, come on, Maddox, we're leaving.
I want to let you know.
Make know for sure I would take Maddox with me at least.
That I'm going to point that out. Oh, your first son you're taking with you? Because the second son has... Okay, that's a good call.
I can take care of Maddox. Yeah. I can't take care of Judah.
So my first thought was, is I would just leave my my name on a card up there. A card that we're gonna print at your shop, by the way. Handyman Services. Card. Yeah. Right there. And I'm just praying. I'm going to show up with a hat on, toolbox at my side. And I just want to... I'm going to hear you explode from inside as I pull up.
Oh, yes.
Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Honestly, if Ashley did that to me, I'd be like, I would have rather you cheated on me than this. Please tell me you're sleeping with a maintenance man because I know he's not here to fix my house. I know you didn't call him to fix my house. He better be here for a dick appointment and not to fix my fucking washing machine.
So I text him, tell him what's going on. Again, I don't think I explained it very well, but anyways, I wasn't really caring about all of that at the time. Finally, he replied back, oh, I think it might be the drain. Like, you need to check the drain. And I was like, I just didn't reply. Because I'd already fixed it at this point.
Yeah.
I had ordered the part. It wasn't fixed fully, but I knew what was going on. You have a good idea of what's going on. Right. Everything was taken apart. It was a little late when he finally texted me, and I was just like, I just didn't reply back. So then my mom today asked me, hey, yeah, did you see what Tony said about the – I was like, yeah. So I tried to explain to her. I didn't explain it very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's it because the water does drain. I think it's this other part. And she was like, oh, okay, well, if you need anything else, just let Tony know.
What if your mom was like, if you need anything else, just call Nigel. I got to you. I got to your mom too. She also has a card on the refrigerator now.
We're printing you magnetic cards. That's what we're just doing.
Oh, God.
I'm going to teach you how to do signage tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, all my family's
everywhere. Everywhere. Handyman.
So anyways. Like
fix it, Felix.
It was wonderful. First night before K4. That's where that story was at.
So, yeah, we were supposed to talk about Would You Rather, and you went on a whole...
Sorry, I don't know even how that story happened.
I don't know. I like it, though. But that's the whole point. That's what future episodes are going to be, just stories.
But it's just going to be back and forth of that.
Of stuff that we have.
Yeah.
That we have in common and making jokes and...
Let's do this Would You Rather real quick. I think we can knock it out.
Yeah. Not hard. There's not much to debate here.
I you had a for sure answer.
Yeah, I knew it as soon as I heard the question. So the question that Josh posed to us was, would you rather? Wait, does
it's not really a would you rather. It's
would you stick your wiener in a glory hole if there was a 50-50 chance.
This is called a situation room.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it.
There's a 50-50 chance that it's a dude or a hot chick.
No, no, no. Exact wording was girl of your dreams.
Girl of your dreams. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Fine.
I now have an answer.
Yeah, we're both married, so this is going to be interesting. What's your answer?
If the girl of my dreams is sucking multiple D's, she's not the girl of my dreams.
See, this is interesting. That part doesn't bother me. The thing is I'm not going to know who did it anyway, so I can just be thinking about the girl of my dreams the whole time.
They don't talk at all.
No, have you? I've never been to a...
ever? No, I've never been to a glory hole,
but I imagine there's not a lot of conversations.
I feel like as they're
That's the whole point,
okay.
Right?
Okay, I'm going to do this on the pod. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't even do this. I'm going to do it anyways.
You're going to hell anyway.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm taking you there with me.
If you're hearing something like... you can't tell if it's deep or high. Like if it's high pitched.
Yeah, but here's the thing is I'm not thinking about that at the time. The whole point is to not think about whatever's happening on the other side. That's why there's a hole and you're not on the other side of it.
Hmm. So your answer is you're doing it.
If I'm like a single man and it's a coin flip chance that it's the girl of my dreams or a dude, I'm just going to take the shot. I'm going to say maybe.
Okay, so my question is, mm-hmm. So for me it's a no.
Right. I mean, I've never been to a glory hole, so that already shows you that my intentions are probably not there.
But my question is, mm-hmm. if it is, mm-hmm. let's say you do find out.
Right.
Like, at the end.
Yeah.
That it's the girl of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
I'd be like, hey, we already got the awkward part out of the way, so you want to hang out or not? Like, brush your teeth, but then let's like go, but...
Okay.
And if I find out if it's a dude, I'm going to be like, eh.
Because you do find out at the end.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You will find out at the end.
I was like... Not what I wanted, but...
Got another story.
Yeah, I was like, podcast ain't going to believe this one, boys.
So where do you take that girl on your first date?
Probably to like Planned Parenthood to get a test.
Oh, I thought there was something better come out. I really did.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Take her to Red Lobster. It all smells like fishing. What do you want me to say?
Thought there was going to be something hole related. I didn't know what was coming, but that's just what I thought.
It's like, I mean, she'd definitely have to have a mint. If we're going out to eat and hanging out, like, well.
I don't know that you'd go immediately after, would you? You know what? If I was in your situation, I would, just so I knew that she wouldn't suck in any more dish after I left.
I mean, like I said, that doesn't. What? Listen.
You want the girl of your dreams just slamming knobs?
She's allowed to do what she wants. She's a human being. It's like, I've had experiences before my wife. She's had experiences before me. I'm not like, I would be upset if I had to be like present for it. But just I think I can live.
In the waiting room, like on Facebook.
Yeah. Around. Like, listen, I've never understood the whole weird like cuckolding thing.
After you get off,
that's
right?
So weird to me. Yeah. Like that's never been a thing for me. But like also like, it could be worse.
Hmm.
Could be worse.
Okay. Well, that's where we stand on that one.
Yeah. Like, I'd be more mad if she was just straight up cheating.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
Because at least the other one is like a conversation, you know what I mean? Like, it's different if it's when it's just like, surprise, just so you know. And it's like, oh, that's hurtful. Or if it's just like, I would be interested in sleeping with other people. I'd be like, no, but okay. Like, I hear you.
No.
Like, okay. I appreciate your thoughtfulness. Please don't.
I gotcha.
Yeah. She can afford a way better lawyer than me. She would somehow figure out how to take every last four dimes that I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have nothing.
And she'd have to keep the dogs, too. I would lose my ass. We're not getting divorced, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, so it's all good. Are you ready to make some...
Oh, yeah. We got to make hot wings still.
Some wings.
Mm. Well.
In an air fryer. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's air fryer?
Air fryer.
Yeah. My first time ever eating hot wings in an air fryer. I'm excited.
And that's how we're going to sign off at the end of No Punts.
The last episode.
It's over.
Interesting.
What other like season enders were as good as this one? Probably all of them. Game of Thrones ended way better than this.
Have you seen The Sopranos?
Not yet.
It did not have a good ending.
I always want to get into The Sopranos, and then I see how many seasons there are, and I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
So good, though. The ending will make you want to just
kill yourself.
Kill somebody.
Oh. Don't they just leave it hanging? Weirdly. Didn't it like just go black or whatever? Because they were like one of the first to do that.
Spoiler alert. The go black is correct. And okay. That's all I will say.
Okay. You know what they say. Once you go black, you don't go back.
Well, he had a heart attack, so they cannot go back to The Sopranos anymore.
Yeah. Well, he's dead in real life.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He had a real life heart attack.
Right.
So.
Mr. James Gandolfini.
That's his real name. That's cool.
But yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed No Punts. Please be on the lookout for the new episodes
coming at under you next
the
week.
The Schmeatball Boys. Listen, we don't even know what it means. Just sounds hilarious, so we went with it.
Y'all gonna like the artwork though. I think
I'm more excited for the intro.
The intro is really gonna be hilarious.
Shout out to Matt.
All right, we're just gonna drop it.
Yeah. He's super fucking talented.
He's the one that did our No Punts, by the way, as well.
So, yeah.
And
we had a vision.
For a real throwing this one together. It's going to be good.
We had a vision and just let him flex his talents on top of it. And I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, we heard a little snippet, a little sneak peek. And it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, so prepare your appetites for some schmeat and some balls. Ooh.
Again, next week, talking on, sneaking out. Love you guys.
Over and out.